Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris. A show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is December 8th in the year of our Lord, 2018. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I've been arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy, and I've been set free from anxiety, fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life. I have been set free from. Hallelujah. And a special thanks to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So I just want to say how grateful I am that you're tuning in today and that you're taking the time to listen to the Word of God, to what I'm going to be sharing with you today. So I just want to take off from where I've been leaving off, and I've basically been comparing the Old Covenant versus the New Covenant. And there's a huge difference, but most people don't know the difference. So that's what I'm getting into again today. I've been going through what the Bible said about the law and what the Bible says about the new covenant. So, you know, the first thing that I was talking about is the law brings the knowledge of sin. The Israelites, when the law originally came through Moses, they didn't know it was sin. They were sinning. What they were doing was sin, but they didn't know it was sin until there was a holy standard that was set. And praise God for His holy standard. But there was no knowledge of sin until the law came. So the next thing that I talked about was how the law strengthens sin. And you know, that just listening to that episode really blessed me, because as I look back over my life, I see it's so clear now that this is how I dealt with God. And when I say that, I mean, I dealt with God in the fact that He only loved me when I was doing good. He only loved me when I was going to church, when I was doing all the things I should be doing. So I dealt with God. I believed that God only loved me when I was going to church, when I was not partying, when I was not doing drugs, when I was not sleeping around. That is how I viewed how God loved me. I had no idea of who I was in the spirit and how much He loves me unconditionally, not because of anything I've done or haven't done, but because I believe on Jesus. So when we take the law, now remember, what we're talking about is how the law strengthens sin and how this, it rocked my world for 20 some years, because what I would do is I would be like, okay, God, I'm doing so good. I know that You are so proud of me because I haven't been drinking, because I haven't been doing drugs here lately. And what I did is I focused on that, and I focused on the drinking. I focused on the drugs. I focused on going to church, or, you know, not going to church type thing. So like, God was pleased with me because I was going to church. So I'd be like, oh no, on Sunday morning, I'd wake up and think, oh, I better go to church because then I won't break this streak of God being pleased with me. And all that does is it makes you focus on sin, and it strengthens sin. So 1 Corinthians 15 verses 56 and 57 says how the law strengthens sin. When I viewed God this way, the law was doing exactly what it was meant to do, which was to strengthen sin. But see, once you come to Jesus, once you enter into the new covenant, that God is no longer dealing with you based on your actions. He's dealing with you on whether or not you believe on Jesus. Once you enter into that new covenant, then sin is broken over you, because Jesus lived perfectly, and I am right with God based on Jesus and what Jesus did. So no longer does sin have dominion over me. I just pray that you're getting the picture here, because it's just that simple, folks. You know, I think about like a husband and wife situation, and how when most people deal with God, they're like, well, if you preach the grace message too much, it means just, you know, people are just going to go out and sin and do all this stuff. And if you just let people know, if you tell people that they're going to be blessed, and even if they are living in sin, if you tell people that God's going to answer their prayers, even if they are living in sin, then it's just going to give them a license to sin. And first of all, you know, plenty of people are sinning without any sort of license. So I just want to throw that out there. But second of all, it's kind of like a husband and wife situation. So you're basically saying, when you say God is that way, when you say that people are going to live worse and think that they have a right to go live in sin and to party and do all these things because, after all, God's forgiven you of all this sin, it's kind of like a husband and wife. If a husband gives his wife flowers on a regular basis, buys her gifts, sheds love and affection to her every single day of her life, you're saying that that's going to cause the wife to go out and party and commit adultery and do all these things contrary to love. And that is a lie. It doesn't even make sense when you put it that way. If a husband is doing that to the wife, now if the wife is going out and living like a hellion, then there's issues there. But I'm telling you right now, the average human being, when you have love, unconditional love shed abroad in your heart, you will live better just because of that love, not because of law. And the law strengthens sin. So I don't want to preach on that yet again, but the law strengthens sin. And so when we try to live by the law, just like I said last week, you know, if you just continually say, no, I can't do this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, all you're doing is focusing on what you don't want to do, and you're going to end up doing it, period. But when you turn your eyes on Jesus, who has completed and fulfilled the law, who has resisted every temptation that could possibly be known to man, when you turn your eyes on Jesus and start thinking on things above instead of the thing that you don't want to do, I'm telling you what, there's life in it, and your life will change. I promise you that. So the next thing I want to talk about is another thing that the Bible refers to the law as. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness is exceed in glory." So the Bible is calling the law the ministration of condemnation. I looked up that word this morning, ministration, because, you know, it's not something we use on a regular basis in our day-to-day conversation. And ministration is basically to aid. It's aid. So if you put aid in there, it would read, "For if the aid of condemnation be glory." The law is condemnation. Man, you guys, condemnation has taken the majority of Christians out. And it did for me for all those years. So not only did the law strengthen sin, did me believing that God was judging me based on what I was doing or not doing, did that not only strengthen sin, but then when I did sin, because sin was strong over me because I was trying to abide by the law, then came condemnation after I sinned. And I'm telling you, condemnation is one of the worst things. I think it's one of the worst things in the body of Christ. I think it's really what's taking people out of the body of Christ. I really think it is one of the worst things ever. And I can honestly say that because I lived in it for so many years. And if you haven't listened to my testimony, I would encourage you to go listen to the first few episodes of my radio show. Because, you know, my testimony was I got born again at a very young age. But I didn't understand what happened in that born again experience. I thought that I was only good with God based on the law. And so what it did was drive me to sin. And I lived a life of sin. That's basically it. Sin and condemnation. I felt so bad for all the things I was doing, but it was like I couldn't get free from it. And then I would, you know, I believed the lie that, oh, this is so much fun and this is what it's supposed to be like, but why do I feel so tormented? And all this condemnation, because it's how I viewed God. I didn't understand the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. You guys, this can change your life. If you are not aware of that, I just want you to know it has changed my life understanding these things. And so I'm just trying to encourage you that condemnation will take you out, period. And then later in that same verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, it calls the new covenant the ministration of righteousness. You know what that is? That is the aid of righteousness. And you know who that is? That is Jesus. That means when you believe on Jesus, you are righteous. What does righteous mean? It means right with God. Wow, that is amazing. Most people listening, I would venture to say, do not know 100% in their heart of hearts that they are right with God. And that is a shame, because if you have believed on Jesus, if you have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. You are right with God. That is awesome. But most people will say, no, you don't even know what I did. Well, yeah, I may not know what you did, but guess what? God knows what you did, and he knows that you have called on the name of Jesus. And so when he looks at you, he sees you as perfect. If you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you are not saved. Now, it's up to you on whether or not you want to spend all of eternity in the presence of God or not. You will not spend all eternity in the presence of God unless you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You confess him with your mouth and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. I beg you to do that today. And if you're unable to hear the rest of the show, I would like you to give me a call or send me a text at 970-919-0459, and I can text you the link. Otherwise, send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So if you haven't called on the name of Jesus, if you haven't received your payment for sins, you need to do that. And if you have, let me tell you, it's more than just knowing that you're going to spend all eternity in the presence of God. It's so much more than that. And most people do not understand that. They're like, well, I'll just live through this life and get through it. But, you know, praise God, I can live in a mansion on streets of gold in heaven. You know, someday I'll get up there. You know what? God has abundant life for you here today. That's what he desires for you. But most people don't even want to believe it. They're like, well, you know, I just had a very carnal, inappropriate thought go through my head of statements that people make about how life is terrible and then you die, is the mentality. And not only of unsaved people, but we're talking saved people. They have this mentality that life is just rough and that's just, we just deal with it and then we eventually get to graduate and go to heaven. Now, I'm not saying that we don't eventually graduate and go to heaven, because we do. That is, it's going to be so amazing that our minds can't even wrap around it here on earth, because heaven is going to be that awesome. Being in the presence of God without these earth suits, our bodies that we have to deal with, without being in a fallen world, this earth is a fallen world. To be in the presence of God, of Almighty God, who is pure love, without any hesitation or restriction, that is going to be amazing. But you know what? You can still experience that presence here on earth, only it's with our spirit. But you can experience it as much as you acknowledge it. You know, you got to acknowledge that God is with you. It says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And most of us look in the mirror and go, what? There ain't nothing about God in what I'm looking at. Or you'll search your thoughts in your mind and be like, no, there's no God in this mind. Well, you know what? God resides in your spirit. That's why it's so important. We got to understand that we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. So back to what I was talking about, how it is called, the law was called the ministration of condemnation. The law will condemn you. But see, that's the whole purpose of it. It was not only to strengthen sin and make sin come alive in your body to where, like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. And as soon as you keep saying that and focusing on it, that's all you want to do. So now sin has such strength over you. And then when you did sin, you're so condemned because you knew you shouldn't have done that. But see, that's what the law was intended to do, was to bring you to Jesus, for you to say, I can't do this. I am so done. I can't do this. And then once you come to Jesus, now it's the ministration of righteousness. Now you are right with God because of Jesus, not because of your actions. In the new covenant, God is no longer dealing with you based on your actions. Folks, does that mean that you should go sin and go do the things you were doing before? Absolutely not. But God still loves you. You shouldn't do it, because now you're opening a door for Satan to come in. And in John 10:10, it says that the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And when you live in sin, when you do these things you know you shouldn't do, God still loves you because you believed on Jesus. But now you're opening a door wide open to the enemy to come in and steal, kill, and destroy in your life. And we don't want to do that. But we got to get away. We got to understand that God is no longer dealing with us based on the law. That's the old covenant, folks, and we are in a new covenant. Hallelujah. So the next thing I want to talk about is, let me just recap real quick. So first we have the law. With the law came the knowledge of sin. I've talked about that. With the law actually strengthens sin. And then the Bible also refers to the law as the ministration of condemnation. Now, don't get me wrong, you guys. The law is a holy thing. It is the holy standard of God, but it is not appropriate for a New Testament Christian, which you would be if you have believed on Jesus. It is not appropriate for you to base your relationship on God based on these laws. We got to get away from it because otherwise we'll have condemnation. Otherwise, we won't walk free from sin. And so the last point I want to make is that the law in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says the law is called a yoke of bondage. It's bondage. That's pretty harsh, isn't it? Man, let me read that scripture word for word because I really want to expound on this some more. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free." See, this is the New Testament. "And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." You know, here's the interesting thing. When people come to the Lord, when you get that revelation of the goodness of God and the love of God, and, you know, you'll go to a church or maybe a evangelistic event or something, and you hear somebody saying, "Oh, just come to God just as you are. Just come." And then you're like, "Yes, God loves me for who I am, and he wants a relationship with me. Yes, I'll call on the name of Jesus. I will receive that payment for sin." And then after a while, and I don't know what it is about just human nature. It's like you just got to walk back into this idea of works relationship. Basically, you know, you took God's forgiveness and his payment for sin. And now all of a sudden you walk into this idea that God isn't pleased with you because maybe you're not reading your Bible enough. Maybe you're not praying as much as you think you should. Now you're walking into a whole nother yoke of bondage is what that is talking about. It's talking about bondage, you guys. But on the flip side of it, the new covenant, let's look at what it says in the new covenant in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Man, you can either be in bondage to the law, you can be in bondage to thinking that if you don't live right, God's not going to be pleased with you. If you live right, God's going to be pleased with you. You can either, that is bondage, and it doesn't matter how good you think you are, you're never going to be good enough. And it doesn't matter how bad you are, you're never going to be good enough when you are in that bondage of relating to God by the law. But it says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty." Man, you are just free to live life, but you'll want to live it at a different level. All of a sudden, you'll start looking at things you used to do, and you'll start going, "Why would I want to do that?" I'm telling you guys, this is what happened to me. When I went to Bible school, I was a mess, and I had lived a life of sin so long that I even stopped trying to please God. I was like, "God, I can't do it." I'm like, everywhere I turned, even when I was doing good, I could see there was something bad in me. And so, I got to the point I wouldn't even bless my food because I thought, how can I ask God to bless my food when I am such a horrible person? You see, this is what the law does to you. It makes you start to view yourself in a wrong image. And meanwhile, that whole time, God was looking at me going, "I just love you. You've believed on my son, Jesus. I love you." And I didn't want to hear it. I didn't believe it because I had a wrong idea of who God is. So, you know, just as every week I have to come to a close once again, and, you know, I have a question for you this week. My question for you this week is, what in your life would you say you've been in bondage to? What is there in your life that you just cannot get free from? And I know that's a pretty serious question, but you know what? I won't share any names. I won't share anything. I would just really like to hear from you because, you know, a lot of people are in bondage to something. And the root cause of it is that they don't understand who God is, that they don't understand how right their relationship is with God because of Jesus, not because of anything they've done or haven't done. But sometimes born-again believers, spirit-filled believers, can be in bondage to something, and I want to hear about that. So please give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a message. You can text me at that number as well. Or visit my website and send me a message there at juliesministry.org. That's JulieSministry. And I have a scripture for you. It's one that I just went over earlier, and it's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is, folks. And I'm just trying to share that with you. That is the new covenant. The old covenant is done away with. It's passed away. But now we are in a new covenant. Hallelujah. And if you haven't believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and confessed with your mouth that he is the Lord of your life and that he is the Son of God and believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you need to do that because it's truth. And once you have done that, you are so right with God. You are now in the new covenant with God where no longer is he judging you based on your actions. He's not doing it, folks. Now, people will judge you on your actions. You will judge yourself and your conscience will judge you on your actions. But God is no longer dealing with you based on that relationship. So I just want to encourage you once again to step away from the yoke of bondage. Don't return to the yoke of bondage. You have liberty in the Spirit. And, you know, let's not walk into condemnation. Let's not let sin have strength over us. And why don't you just tune in next week at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning to KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. or 92.5 FM. So I just want to encourage you, you know, you should open your Bible and just start reading it. You know, the Bible is a love letter from God to you personally, and you're not going to start to get to know God until you start reading the Bible. And, you know, you don't always have to go where I tell you to go. You don't have to wait till Saturday morning or even till Sunday morning to go to church. I just want to encourage you once again, open the Bible, folks, and start seeing who God is for his true nature and who Jesus is, and your life will start to change. So have a great week, and I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6 a.m. on KRDO News Radio. Bye!
I know, you are the
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
You are the reason why. Reason why the light shines all around.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. Hey, have you ever wondered how somebody can go from a partying, crazy fool to a on-fire child of God that just can't stop sharing the good message? Well, tune in this Saturday at 6 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio. Talk to you then.